All right, so now we are going to the second round of questions to our panelists. So first question will be directed to Dr. Asamagan. So the physics roadmaps publications are carried out periodically in other parts of the world. The European Strategy for Particle Physics, ESPP, was established in 2006. Why was the African strategy delayed?
So I think you know what we want to do with in the African strategy that we are discussing here. Just to clarify a little bit, the vision and the scope is focus on the physicists really at the ground grassroots level to really discuss. We started talk from. Dr. Julia Gonski, and she talked about SNOMAS, which I am also involved in. Actually, I am one of the conveners of the community engagement of frontiers of SNOMAS. The idea is that in these regions, Europe, North America, and some countries in Asia, the idea is that the community at the grassroots level, physicists, they come together periodically and they discuss the studies, they agree and they disagree what the future should be. And that process is usually mandated by some authority. In the case of the European Strategy for Particle Physics, it was hosted by CERN, but mandated by the CERN Council. In the case of the SNOMAS, it is managed by the Division of Particle and Fields, which is a subdivision of the American Physical Society. But then the report goes as Julia Gonski mentioned, into the prioritization that is developed by HPAP through the sub-panel of P5. But at the grassroots level, it's really a discussion among physicists, all the working groups and so forth. And she mentioned some of the benefits for the young folks in terms of networking and participating in the development of white papers, and which, by the way, are publishable documents. So it's an exercise that really brings in a lot of people at a grassroots level. I can see that since we have started developing this African strategy, I met people in condensed matter, in optics and photonics, in other fields that I would not otherwise have gone to their conferences because that's not my field of expertise. But through this strategy, I have now this network. We gathered here, we all have different backgrounds. And so that's one aspect. So this strategy exercise has been going on in other places, just like you mentioned, Munia, for quite a while, quite successfully. And recently, Latin America's took 3 years to develop a comprehensive strategy at the grassroots level, like I'm mentioning now, that is done by physicists to discuss and disagree and then come up with a written document. They took 3 years to do it. It's finished recently and is submitted to the Council of Latin American Ministers, who are the official mandating body. So the question then came about what are physicists in Africa doing? We understand that at national level there are strategies developed. At Pan-African level, African Union has strategies. Some of the big experiment or collaboration like XKA or the African Astronomical Society, those society also have strategy. So then that begs the question, what is the purpose of the African strategy that we are discussing now? And I think the answer is having, at least twofold, that broad networking of the physics community to really come and discuss, just like it's done in other regions, and to even disagree about what the future of Africa should be. We all have different opinions about that, how it should be realized, but we can talk about it and we can document it. So we want to establish that culture in Africa, that periodically the entire community can come together and go through that exercise for a couple of years and produce a document, ask the question, what happened to the previous strategy document? What was implemented, what was not, and why? How does it change now? I can also tell you that in the European or American strategy, the government doesn't implement everything. Julia Gonski mentioned that the P5 panel now prioritizes, because money is tight, prioritizes based on the strategy. It makes some priorities that are now, that goes to the government. But then when people come back after 7 or 10 years, they redo it again. Nobody gets discouraged because not all the priorities are implemented, because we know that not all of them can be implemented. Nevertheless, those community of physicists, they are voluntarily working together. Nobody's forced into it. We want that culture in Africa that, in America, they are doing it by themselves. It's a big country with a lot of scientists. They can afford to have that exercise on their own. Yeah, but in Africa, every country has a small number of scientists. It has already been mentioned. We can only work together across the continent, network, and discuss what are the main directions that the continent should take. That's the purpose here. So if you want to take away why we are doing this, when there are already so many strategies in Africa, they are really essentially 2 points. Get at the grassroots level all the African scientists to come together, know each other, network, and start discussing with each other, and start sharing their vision for Africa, start agreeing and disagreeing across different disciplines. Yeah. And then the second part is establishing that culture that voluntarily, after 7, 10 years, the African community of physicists will come again and say that we want to see what happened to the previous strategy, and we will update it based on current situation or change of priorities and so forth. If through this African strategy, we manage to establish that, I think we have done a big success, just like it's happening in other regions. Our community of physicists in Africa voluntarily will know how to self-organize and develop a strategy report based on scientific engagement. That will be a big boost. That in itself will be a big success. Yeah. And the second thing is that I mentioned the SNOMAS, which is basically managed by the Division of Particle and Field, a subdivision of the American Physical Society. American Physical Society is the Society of Physicists. We have the African Physical Society in Africa as well. It will be extremely useful for us to make that society into a body that has some authority as a society, as compared to the European Physical Society, American Physical Society. Those are, they are voluntary type of association, but with a lot of power, because all the physicists are there and they talk about the future. We would like the African Physical Society to become something like that for Africa, where we can all find ourselves. And then this type of African strategy then mandated by the African Physical Society. Yeah. Right now it is, but I can assure you that maybe a lot of people, you don't know that that society exists, and you are not a part of it, and you don't know how it impacts you and so forth. We want to change that. We want a strong society of physicists in Africa. And lastly, for you guys, the young folks that are here, It would be desirable for you to organize yourself to be a strong community. Just like Julia Gonski said, that the SNOMAS young early career folks, they are thinking about something beyond SNOMAS, which will be lasting. And young folks can then participate in the discourse of how physics is done and how does that impact the future. I hope for you guys here who are managing this forum that you will develop into a branch within the African Physical Society, and that society itself will become a strong body where all of us physicists can find ourselves. Yeah. And so those are the visions of where we want to go with the African strategy, which I think we all agree that is consistent within all the other strategies that are coming from either the African Union or even national one. So that's the direction we want to go to. It has, to my knowledge, such a you know, effort to drive the entire community of physicists to talk and to produce a document periodically doesn't really exist on our continent yet. And that's where we want to go.
Really nice. Just I would like to add, I mean, the challenges is huge. The needs also, the resources in Africa, human resources, natural resources is huge. I mean, and I guess every one of us has the responsibility that at this point, we need to success our strategy. It is needed for all what we have heard from you, all what KTV said, and our obligation. It is mandatory in my belief. It is critical for Africa. Africa has a huge, tremendous potential, and we do not lose it. Africa lost a lot of time. There is no time to lose. You are the future. We need to work all together to come all together to success this strategy.
Dr. Cole?
Yes, I want to agree with Professor Farida for what she has just pronounced about the potential that Africa has. I think the problem we need to do, particularly those of us who are at CAFOR, as a communication agency for the continent and working in the different community strategies, is to make sure that we work so hard that we can change the mindsets of people. Because we are still having that, I don't want to use a word, like colonial or neo-colonial or whatever, but I think our mindset is still, in that direction. We are not thinking Africa ourselves. We're not thinking that we can do things and get it done ourselves. We are still having that thinking of, oh, we have to go to Europe, we have to go to, compare ourselves with Europeans, with Americans. No, I think even if you live in the United States, and I have lived in the United States before, I still consider myself an African. And I try to change my own mentality to make sure that it is, I think Africa, we have all this potential, we have all these resources, we have all the, whatever, the natural resources, we have all the human resources, we have all the technical experts, we have all this, we have so many universities developing, so many research centers developing, and yet, we're not using them effectively. So I think it's a problem is with the mindset also. Even our millionaires and billionaires, they don't give money to a government, they don't contribute to causes. I think we really need to change that. And certainly, as CAFOR, I think we have a responsibility also, being at the African Union, to make sure that we work so hard that even in African Union summits, they give us a platform so we can speak to the heads of state and tell them how the rest of the continent is thinking. I think that's very, very important. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Cole. So yeah, does anyone have any other questions for Dr. KTV? If not, We will move to Dr. Cole. So,